Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing X Missing You Timeline. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. Check out my socials for extra content. The links are in the description. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing X Missing You Timeline. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you would want to know if and when they are likely to miss you. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing the likely timeline that your ex will go towards missing you in 3 points. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is first few weeks post-breakup. So first of all, we're going to be speaking about those first few weeks after your ex-dumper decided to action the breakup. Now, of course, for you as a dumpee, this is a terrible time. It's a confusing time. It's a time where you're wondering if you should have seen this coming, if you did see this coming, and you wish you could have altered something. In essence, you are feeling terrible. You're feeling feelings which are similar to a combination of grief and drug withdrawal. But what you're probably wondering is, during these first few weeks, is your ex-dumper missing you? And I do believe that they will. From what I have been told, they do miss their dumpee, even though they've obviously just ended the relationship. And you might think, well, why would they miss me if they've made the decision to end the connection? Well, it connects to the point that your ex-dumper was living a life where they was at least dating you, if not living with you, if not even married to you, just prior to these few weeks that have gone by. So if we are to consider the shock that you as a dumpee are going through, your ex-dumper is also going through that shock, even though they've brought it on themselves. They actioned the breakup, they caused things to change, but it still affects them that things have changed. It still affects them that things are no longer the same as they were. Like I said, you could have been together decades. Even the average amount of time per se would have been beyond a year. And even if you think, well, I was only together with my ex for a few months, it was still a few months very, very recently. Of when you were together, you would have had your own routines. Maybe, as I said, you actually lived with one another. You might have children together. Different routines will affect us. It doesn't matter if we brought it on ourselves or whether this is something thrown upon us. There is going to be that shock value. Now, probably a good example I can give, a good analogy, is let's just say that you decided to get a new job. You decide off your own back to quit the job that you're doing and get a new job. Now, you made that choice. That was your decision. You decided to end the employment of where you once worked and change this to a new job. So it was your choice, but the shock that you will feel for the different routines is still going to be something that you feel. You're still going to feel the difference in the routine, even though it was your choice. It's not a shock to you that you are now working somewhere else because you actively left one job, actively applied for another job, and actively started working at that new job. That's not the shock, but the routine, which is now different. You're going to a different place, you're possibly working different hours, it might even be a very different type of job. That is going to have a huge effect on your time, your energy levels, your mindset. You're having to think different things at different times. You might feel slightly overwhelmed by the differences because we get into patterns. Things feel comfortable, even if they don't feel perfect, which is why maybe you left your job and got a new job, and sadly, why your ex-dumper ended the relationship. They didn't feel things were perfect, but it doesn't mean they're not going to feel the shock. The change can be very, very difficult for people, even though they've acted upon it. So in the midst of everything that's going on in your dumper's mind, regarding the change of their lifestyle, and some of it in their mind might be for the better. Unfortunately, they've ended the relationship because they feel that they can feel a more sustained, fulfilling future outside of a relationship. So they've made a decision to take that gamble, but it doesn't mean that they're not going to be shocked. And they will start to look back and think about how times once were and thinking about maybe I could have stuck it out a while longer. Maybe that comfiness that I felt was something that I should have continued with. But if you're being honest and you think about things, why should anybody just feel comfy? We want to be reaching for the stars. Yes, comfy feels nice, but that is why we take gambles on jobs, relationships, or whatever else we can think of here. It's because by and large, comfy can sometimes feel mundane. And your ex-bedumper has made this choice. But during those first few weeks post-breakup, yes, they're thinking about you. Yes, to some degree, they're missing you because you were something that was very constant in their life. And at the moment, they're feeling here, there, and everywhere. You know, their mindset is all over the place. So yes, they are missing you to some degree, but perhaps it's not the way that you hope they would. They're not likely to want to reconnect with you at this time. Very few people would actually get their ex back during this moment in time. Very occasionally, someone will change their mindset quickly, but that is very much in the minority. Most dumpers aren't going to do that. And therefore, as a dumpee, you have to understand that although your ex-dumper will miss certain things right now, they are not likely to be anywhere near close to wanting to get back with you. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is the first few months post-breakup. So now we're speaking about beyond those first few weeks. We're not talking about 2 or 3 weeks after the breakup. We're now talking about 2 or 3 months, 4 months or so post-breakup. How is your ex-bedumper feeling? You know, today we are speaking about your ex and them missing you, the timeline they will likely go on this journey. And point number two is probably not what you want to hear, dumpees. Because if there was ever going to be a period of time where your ex-bedumper thinks of you the least, if there's ever going to be a period of time where your ex-bedumper probably doesn't really miss you, it will be during this period of time we're talking about in point number two, which is the first few months post-breakup. Now, don't get me wrong, they can't forget you. They won't forget you. You will pop into their mind, but they aren't necessarily going to be thinking about you day in, day out. They're not necessarily going to be feeling the missing you that they did in point number one, even though that wasn't really the missing you that you desire. They didn't necessarily or likely want to get back together then, but they did think back to you due to the fact of the routine changing and everything that goes along with that. In point number two, they've now somewhat got used to the fact that you two are no longer together. The new routine feels a little bit more regular. They're not waking up now and thinking, okay, what am I doing? I can't remember what I do now. You know, I'm no longer with my ex. I'm no longer living with them, or I'm no longer going on a date with them. And we always used to go out on Friday night, and they're not thinking that anymore 3 months down the line. So we have to understand that your ex-bedumper is now fully involved in a new routine. Now, how does this affect the chances of getting your ex back? Well, the good news is it doesn't really affect your chances of getting them back in the longer term. Please keep listening for how this pans out further along. But right now, in the 2, 3, 4 months down the line, your ex-bedumper isn't really thinking about you as much as they were initially. They're certainly not at a point of where they're missing you in most instances. Now, I have to say most instances because you will always have those exceptions to the rule. And once we get 3, 4, 5 months down the line, there are going to be some of you dumpees who hear from your ex-bedumper and reconnection is possible. And that's great. You know, don't think if you hear from them for an unnecessary reason, oh, it can't be good news, it's too soon. Of course, there are always opportunities. Maybe you hear from your ex after 2 weeks and it's even less likely, but it can occasionally happen. So if you hear from your dumper a few months in, don't think to yourself, well, that makes no sense. They shouldn't be missing me at this time. You know, you could have a set of unique circumstances, which mean that your ex-bedumper has regrown enough romantic emotional attraction at that stage, at that point, for reconnection to be possible. But the average person, the average dumper, the average dumpee, you're not going to have that opportunity to reconnect so soon in most instances. Most of the time, it's not going to pan out this quick because your ex-dumper right now is experiencing the single honeymoon period, a period of their life where they feel that they can do and live in a way that they couldn't when they were with you in the relationship. They couldn't do the things they're doing now with you, maybe because either A, you wouldn't want them to, or B, they didn't have the time, or C, location, whatever it may be, they're living their life in a way where they are flooding their mind with possibilities. They're doing this, they're doing that, they're doing the other. Now, although it might sound like they're living an incredibly exciting life, sometimes it's not actually as it sounds. Yes, they might go to an event, they might go to a gig, they might go to a party, but that's still only maybe one day of the week. The rest of the time, they might be sitting at home alone. And this is why dumpees need to try and relax their mind, because although a dumper might be doing these different things, it's not likely to be every single day. However, they do have that focus. They do have a focus of the next thing that they're doing, and you're less likely to be popping into their mind for that reason, due to them being in the single honeymoon period. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. Talking about your feelings can also improve your mental health. It helps prevent the buildup of negative emotions, which can lead to stress, anxiety, depression, and even physical health issues. Speak your heart to free your mind. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about ex missing you timeline. And point number three is 6 to 12 months post breakup. So now we're going to be thinking further along down the timeline to that 6 to 12 month period, and about how your ex-dumper is or isn't more likely to be thinking of you and ultimately missing you. And the good news, dumpees, is this is when your ex-dumper is most likely to miss you, most likely to feel that pull, most likely, in my opinion, from my research, to reach out to you. And the main reason why I say 6 to 12 months is because, generally speaking, this is when dumpers will leave a single honeymoon period. As we said in point number two, they've entered it post-breakup, and it does last around 6 to 12 months, the average being 6 or so months, where the dumper is living their own life, doing their own thing. It doesn't mean they're doing it every day, but it does mean they are likely focusing on other things and not thinking about you. But like everything in life, things which were new start to feel old. Things which were exciting start to feel somewhat boring. And whatever your ex-dumper is doing to busy their time, they're now likely to start thinking, I don't know whether I want to be doing this anymore. It's not really as exciting as it first seemed. Additionally, people that they were spending time with, maybe it was friends, perhaps they have started to pair off and got new partners. Maybe your ex-dumper is no longer in a group of friends for whatever reason. Maybe they're the only single person. And that brings me on to another important point. Whether or not your ex-dumper has been on a few dates right now, 6 to 12 months down the line, they are likely to have realised it's much harder to find a long-term compatible partner. It's much harder than maybe they thought and they realised, because most dumpers at this time, even if they've been on a few dates, they're still single. It's tough to find a long-term compatible partner. It's not easy. And this is why I honestly believe that if you or them or anybody gets into a new relationship within a year or so post-breakup, it's not likely to last the test of time. And therefore, at this point, 6 to 12 months, your ex-dumper may have been on a few dates, but they're not likely to be in a relationship. And this is why 6 to 12 months is a great period for a dumpee, because the single honeymoon period is ending for the dumper. They're starting to realise that it's very, very hard to find a new long-term compatible partner. Maybe friends they've spent time with have started to drift off. This is when a dumper is going to be reflecting on the past, thinking about you, And if the dumpees live their life the right way, there is a great opportunity for the dumper to now be missing their ex-dumpee. And this is when the dumper would reach out if the level of intrigue, mystery, and romantic emotional attraction have hit the necessary high point. This is when the dumper will reach out. Now please, don't be worried, dumpees, if your ex-dumper hasn't reached out to you by 12 months. There's certainly no official stop-off point where they can't contact you after that period. I've known of many situations where dumpers have contacted dumpies years down the line. However, we have to be honest and acknowledge that post 12 months, the chance of your ex-dumper missing you to reach out does unfortunately decline. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't hear from them. As I've said, it's certainly possible, but the reality is it does decline. And in my belief, it's connected to the fact that once you've been apart 12 months, that means every anniversary, every date on my calendar has happened at least once. And therefore, if that hasn't pulled them, if that hasn't triggered them, then that shows, but unfortunately, they are further away from you in an emotional sense than we would hope so. It doesn't mean you can't hear from them again, but it does become less likely. So that sweet spot is 6 to 12 months post-breakup. So if you're wondering, dumpees, what is the timeline for my ex-dumper to miss me? Well, 6 to 12 months is the place you want to be. Because at that point, it's genuine attraction. It's genuine missing you. Not like in point number one where it's about the routine. No, this is more about actually missing you as a person and a genuine chance of one day getting back together. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.